Anti-Smoke, by All Nations Gospel Publishers. Please show me the evils of smoking? Somebody may ask, to which we give the following reply. One of the seven deadly sins is carnal desire. Colossians 3 verse 5 to 6. This is a sensuous, unsatisfied appetite, an uncontrollable craving, an evil passion. The human body has no need for tobacco in any form. Tobacco is not a food that satisfies but is purely a poisonous drug that creates an ever-increasing, unsatisfied appetite, which is called carnal desire. Colossians 3 verse 5 to 6. Carnal desire is numbered among the seven deadly sins, which are called pride, greed, carnal desire, anger, gluttony, jealousy, laziness. The fact that nearly everybody smokes does not remove or excuse the evil of this habit. God's word declares that there is no one who is righteous. Everyone has sinned and is far away from God's saving presence. Romans 3 verse 10 and 23. All of us were like sheep that were lost, each of us going his own way. Isaiah 53 verse 6. Because a certain evil has become universal, is no excuse for indulging in it. God condemns needless or sinful waste. Why spend money on what does not satisfy? Why spend your wages and still be hungry? They wear themselves out in useless labor, and all they have built goes up in flames. Isaiah 55 verse 2, and Habakkuk 2 verse 13. To waste money, time, and health, whether it is on alcohol, tobacco or any other harmful item, is certainly not God's will. The millions of pounds that enrich tobacco firms is a stiff price to pay for smoke and ashes, jangled nerves and broken hearts, sore throats, bronchial inflammation, and death from lung cancer. The fact that the superintendent of a London hospital declares that over 100,000 people in England have died in ignorance from lung cancer owing to cigarette smoking in the past 20 years, and that at least another 250,000 will slowly die in the next decade, owing to this sinful practice, proves it is evil. Other even more shocking figures could be given from all over the world, and even medical science is beginning to realize the awful price that tobacco victims are paying. The tobacco smoker, especially the one who inhales the smoke, is slowly, yet surely, committing suicide on the installment plan. The man who dies at the age of 40 or 50 from disease of degeneracy, when he could have lived to the age of 70, 80 or 100 years, has as verily committed suicide as the one who turns on the gas jet, writes Dr. H. Bress. How does tobacco kill? Many people, who have suffered from leprosy for many years, die of cancer, pneumonia, heart disease or other diseases. Tobacco does the same. It kills indirectly and escapes the blame. Cigarette smoke has a violent action in the nerve center, producing a degeneration of the cells of the brain, which is quite rapid amongst boys. No boy or man that smokes can work in my laboratories. T.H. A. Edison. Converts in a church backslide as a rule if they do not give up tobacco. J. Macaulay. A baby born of a cigarette-smoking mother is sick. It is poison and may die within 2 weeks of birth. The postmortem shows degeneration of the liver, heart, and other organs. 60% of all children born of mothers who are habitual cigarette smokers die at an early age, mostly before they are 2 years old. Dr. C. H. L. Barber. Fathers and mothers, as murderers of their own offspring, will have to answer before God at the day of judgment. I would not be surprised if what we read in Ezekiel 8 verse 17 to 18 refers to the evil of smoking and snuffing tobacco. They are not satisfied with merely doing all the disgusting things you have seen here and with spreading violence throughout the country. No, they must come and do them here in the temple itself and make me even more angry. Look how they insult me in the most offensive way possible. A reference to a pagan rite of putting a branch to the nose. They will feel all the force of my anger. I will not spare them or show them any mercy. They will shout prayers to me as loud as they can, but I will not listen to them. A holy God hates this evil practice of fashion, the tobacco evil. Church-going people would condemn anybody who dared to smoke in the church building, especially during a church service. Maybe you have not been taught that because Christ gave his body to be crucified and was raised again from the dead, he has chosen our bodies and hearts to be cleansed from all sin through Jesus and filled with the Holy Spirit, to be his temple. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who lives in you and who was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourselves but to God, he bought you for a price. So, use your bodies for God's glory. 1 Corinthians 6 verse 19 to 20. Sin must no longer rule in your mortal bodies, so that you obey the desires of your natural self. Nor must you surrender any part of yourselves to sin to be used for wicked purposes. Instead, give yourselves to God, as those who have been brought from death to life, and surrender your whole being to Him to be used for righteous purposes. Romans 6 verse 12 to 13. So, if anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him. For God's temple is holy, and you yourselves are His temple. 1 Corinthians 3 verse 16 to 17. Why do we keep, and then pollute that which God has chosen to be His temple, our bodies? Tobacco and Satan. A certain town counselor, a friend of mine, was converted to Christ and surrendered his life to God. He was delivered from liquor but remained a slave to tobacco. He tried his best to give up smoking but could not overcome this evil desire. Now and again, he would throw the cigarettes, pipe, and tobacco away, but on his way to the office the following day, he could not pass the first shop without buying a good supply again. Realizing more and more that he was still a poor slave to this weed, he became discouraged and desperate. One cold winter evening he sat alone in his sitting room, warming himself at the fireside smoking his pipe. He was feeling very ashamed of being such a slave to his pipe and so contemplated throwing it into the fire again. He knew that if he did so it would just mean that he would have to buy a new pipe the following day. He sat thinking about the matter very earnestly when he suddenly saw the devil standing in the corner of the room, sneering, and laughing at him, as much as to say, "I have you bound, you cannot escape me." This was so real that he fell on his knees, realizing that after all, this craving for smoking was nothing else than the devil's power. He cried to God to completely deliver him from Satan's bondage. God did deliver him, and he never smoked again for 34 years, after which he passed on to heaven. Somebody asked the question, "May a Christian smoke?" "No, a Christian must burn and not smoke," was the reply. A smoking lamp is a poor, offensive light. Our lights must burn for all the world to see. Matthew 5 verse 14 to 16. A large book could be written to prove the evil of smoking from the spiritual, moral, physical, and economical point of view. Smoking, like drunkenness and any other sinful habit, is a selfish desire. It compels others, children included, who appreciate fresh air, to breathe in foul, smoky air, not to speak of the fumes a smoker spreads wherever he moves about. Deliverance. The truth of Romans 7 verse 15 to 25 applies also to tobacco slaves of any form, since what I do is what I don't want to do. What an unhappy man I am! Who will rescue me from this body that is taking me to death? Jesus came to deliver us from every bondage, every evil desire, every form of slavery and has made us kings and priests in His kingdom. Christ has come to make us new creatures, with clean lips and clean hearts. Nothing that pollutes shall enter heaven. Physical death does not deliver us from filthy habits, for the last chapter in the Bible declares that, whoever is filthy must go on being filthy. Revelation 22 verse 11. Surrender your life to Jesus and He will set you free. If the Son sets you free, then you will really be free. John 8 verse 36. If you cannot gain the victory through Christ by yourself, try and get in touch with a godly minister, or any real, spiritual child of God that can believe and pray with you according to Mark 16 verse 17 and 18 and James 5 verse 14 to 20, Romans 6 verse 11 to 14, 8 verse 1 to 2. Resist the devil, and he will run away from you. James 4 verse 7. Be filled with the real fire of the Holy Spirit and you will stop smoking, a slave set free. You will then enjoy life to the full, John 10 verse 10, and be able to sing joyfully. If you have found salvation in Christ, or have been otherwise blessed through our gospel literature, please let us know. We would like to thank God with you and remember you further in our prayers. For free gospel literature, books, and tracts in over 540 languages, please contact us using www.angp-hb.co.za.